for kindly coming to take part in this Back to Godhead festival program. We're especially fortunate to be blessed by the association of Sripad Radhanath Swami Maharaj and Sripad Narmada Maharaj and His Grace Sriman Gopal Prabhu and all of you. The purpose of the gathering is especially to congratulate and thank the many, many devotees who've taken part in our Back to Godhead marathon and who've done wonderfully to give us a very strong start with our Indian launch of Back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada had great hopes for this magazine, and you know how he was personally going through so much struggle to begin Back to Godhead, even during his householder life. He was personally writing the articles, getting them typed and printed, proofreading, and distributing the copies, somehow getting the payment together for the printer. But with great difficulty he was doing everything. And with great hope that one day this paper would be able to carry the message of Lord Chaitanya very strongly all over the world, especially to the English-speaking people, as desired by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, in Srila Prabhupada's physical absence, this responsibility and opportunity of preaching with Back to Godhead has come to all of us. And it's exciting to be able to take up this work that Srila Prabhupada's given us, and it's a great fortune for us to be able to participate, and a great fortune for whoever may receive the Back to Godhead and through Back to Godhead come closer to Krishna. So I'm taking my cues now from my organizers. I think we'd like to jump right in, huh? Okay. Good that I've got cues here. Our program will begin with some bhajan in which Sripad Radhanath Maharaj hasn't quite agreed, but he's stuck in leading us. Us in Los Angeles, we came for the Mayapur Vrindavan Festival, and we came to Bombay also afterwards, which at the time this Juhu Temple was still under construction. And Prabhupada said so. Actually, we'd heard that Prabhupada was thinking of moving the whole press to Bombay. And our production manager at that time and our BBT trustee at that time had really been talking against it. The technology is not there, the machines won't run, how are the devotees going to live, and this and that. And anyway, I came to Bombay and Prabhupada said, "So, Jayadvaita, I wasn't Swami then, Jayadvaita, how do you like it here in Bombay?" And I wasn't so acclimatized to India back then, and I wasn't very energetic in India, and things were not as comfortable as they are now. It was a little rough for us. And I told Prabhupada, "It's all right." And Prabhupada said that this Bombay is very, this Juhu is very nice. And Prabhupada said, in different ways, he was saying how it was nice. And then Prabhupada said, so what do you think about moving the press here? He said, we could have one bungalow for English, one bungalow for Spanish, one bungalow for French, like that. So I said, well, Srila Prabhupada, I don't know how this, I don't think the equipment would work here. Because back in those days it was quite technical equipment. Now it's just a computer, you stick it on your desk, but it was quite technical equipment. And we were having a hard time with it in Los Angeles, and I said, Prabhupada, I don't know how we push on here. I don't think technologically it would work. And Prabhupada said, all right. He just left it at that. But if I'd had it to do over again, I just would have said, well, Prabhupada, if you'd like it in Bombay, we'll bring the machines, we'll hire some technicians, we'll do whatever it is, and we'll move it. Anyway, I didn't say that. But now at least Back to Godhead is quite firmly established in Bombay, and we have our at least one bungalow, and we're very hopeful that we'll be able to do something to please Srila Prabhupada. So Gopal Krishna Maharaj encouraged us since a long time, and just when I saw him last, I learned that he'd just signed on an order of 500 Back to Godheads from Kenya. So we're very much grateful to him. And Shripad Giriraj Maharaj is also in the 500 club because he just came back from Mauritius and has brought us an order of 500 Back to Godheads from Mauritius. And he's also very enthusiastic for writing for Back to Godhead. Actually, Srila Prabhupada personally requested him to write articles for Back to Godhead, and he's fulfilling that request, and we have another article coming in from him within the next couple of issues. And then I have to very much thank Shripad Sridhar Maharaj, who has helped us from the very beginning of this Back to Godhead campaign. Before we got our kickoff at the Ratha Yatra festival, he personally took the lead in charging up our troops and giving instructions and directions and inspiration for selling this Back to Godhead, distributing this Back to Godhead. And we got our initial thrust with his encouragement and guidance. And now the latest development is that we want to undertake a new approach, additional approach. We're already going very strongly by distributing Back to Godheads person to person. And now the next undertaking is to approach people through the mail and request them to subscribe to Back to Godhead. So Shripad Sridhar Maharaj is like our guru in the business of approaching people through the mail, and he's giving us guidance and assistance for that very important aspect of BTG. So we wanted to give him some gift, but of course it's very difficult to think of what to give, because it's hard. You know, what do you give to a sannyasi and a person who's so well situated? So we thought that, what do we have in our possession? But we thought we'd give some gift certificates for subscriptions to Back to Godhead. So these are 10 gift certificates for BTG subscriptions. As you like. As you... Pardon? And last, I especially have to thank Shripad Radhanath Maharaj. I've already thanked him several times, but I can't thank him enough. We were just had the idea that maybe we could do something in India, but the idea took practical shape when we were together in New Vrindavan, and he just put a few pieces together and said, well, we could do this and we could do that, and let me speak to Krishna Chandra, and gave some real tangible hope to the idea that we could do something here. And all along the way, he's given such full-hearted energy and help and just everything. I needed a publisher and he gave me a publisher, and I needed a production manager and he gave me a production manager, and then we needed distributors and he gave distributors. So the whole Back to Godhead is running on by his encouragement and enthusiasm and participation and very substantial and essential, more than help, but leadership. So we're, again, so thankful, and we can't really repay you either. But again, in the spirit of fun, I should just announce that just while I was sitting here, I found out that Dhanvantari Prabhu has just come, and while coming, he brought 12 subscriptions. So he's actually Dhanvantari, he's giving the right medicine.
Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj has so graciously offered his gratitude to all devotees who have somehow assisted in this wonderful mission of the publication and the distribution of Back to Godhead. But actually, we have all come here tonight to offer our thanks to Jayadvaita Maharaj.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Because by his great compassion and mercy upon all of us, he is giving us the most blessed opportunity to assist in this very dear and intimate service to his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The greatest gift in all creation is the opportunity for devotional service. The greatest wealth in all existence is to please the pure devotee of the Lord and to receive his blessings. And Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj is giving us such a fortune to please Srila Prabhupada in such a wonderful way by helping in this wonderful project. Srila Jayadvaita Maharaj ki. So we thank you.
How come you always turn everything around?
I'm not turning around, I'm just being honest. Everyone who agrees with me, say Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
Well, the Back to Godhead is only going on because everyone agrees with you.
They agree.
Everyone who agrees, say Hari Bol.
So everyone agrees that we owe a great debt to Jayadvaita Maharaj. Just today I was listening to a tape recording of Srila Prabhupada. It was in California, and there was a journalist from India who asked him the question, do you have any concern for spreading your Krishna consciousness movement to the people in India? And Srila Prabhupada explained to this journalist that before coming to America, many years before, he had written a series of letters to Mohandas Gandhi requesting him to take to the mission of teaching the true glory of Bhagavad Gita to his countrymen. And he said, but for so many political reasons, he could not accept my request. And then he said, I approached so many people, and I told them that you have many sons. Just give one of them to help me to make India and the world Krishna conscious, which is the real fortune and duty of every Indian. He said, but the Indians have forgotten their Krishna consciousness, have betrayed their tradition so much no one would give him a single son to assist him. And then he explained how, with no money, with no support, with nothing, he was writing back to Godhead, he was editing back to Godhead, he was publishing, he was printing, and he was the only distributor of Back to Godhead. And how he worked so hard to try to give Krishna consciousness to the people of India through this medium. And he explained how he came to the West, and now he has many disciples, and he is bringing them back to India, building beautiful temples. And he explained how dear it was to his heart to give Krishna consciousness to the people of India. And Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning of his mission to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his plan on doing so was very much centered around the distribution of Back to Godhead magazine, which he called the backbone of the Hare Krishna movement. And when he came to the West, this was one of the first and most important ways he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness. Practically every devotee who joined any of his temples was out in the street corners with Back to Godhead magazines giving them out. And throughout Srila Prabhupada's life, as the founder acharya of the Hare Krishna movement, as he was in his manifested pastimes in this world, he always put great emphasis and always found great joy when he saw devotees taking up this service. So we are really very fortunate that we have this most precious blessing that we can assist in this way. Srila Prabhupada explained that we make spiritual advancement to the degree we take responsibility to assist our spiritual master and the previous acharyas. Srila Prabhupada told us that we make advancement by following in the footsteps of the great souls. Srila Prabhupada made great sacrifices for this magazine here in India. And if we make great sacrifices, his blessing and his empowerment will be upon us. Anything Prabhupada wanted will come true. Coming out of Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan after a lecture, Srila Prabhupada said to Shyam Sundar, "We should have a temple here." And there is a temple, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. We may have so many external ideas of how we got this temple, but it was simply the fulfillment of Prabhupada's desire. Prabhupada came to a swamp in Juhu, infested by rats, mosquitoes, and snakes, and people who hated us. And Prabhupada said we should have the most beautiful temple in Bombay here. And not a single devotee could understand his vision. They were arguing with him. We should go downtown. We cannot build anything here. It is impossible. But now we see Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari in the most beautiful, wonderful temple in all of Bombay. In Russia, Srila Prabhupada was standing on top of a tower, and he told Shyam Sundar, at the time of the communists, when the KGB was so strict, there wasn't a single person even willing to hear about Krishna there. There wasn't a single book in the whole nation. He said, someday, tens and thousands of people in this city will be chanting Hare Krishna. And today there are tens and thousands of people in Moscow and throughout Russia chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada said that Back to Godhead magazine should be on the level of Life magazine, Illustrated Weekly of India, and that there should be millions of copies of Back to Godhead distributed each month. Millions of subscriptions. Prabhupada's dream will be fulfilled. When Krishna told Arjuna to fight, Arjuna did not know how he was going to win that battle. But when Krishna showed him the universal form, he saw that Krishna is going to do it. Krishna told him, I have already done it, but I want you to get the credit and get the glory, and I want you to get the make the advancement and please me by doing so. So anyone who does not believe that there will be millions of subscriptions of Back to Godhead is in a great illusion. It's already done. It's Prabhupada's desire, and Krishna fulfills all of Prabhupada's desires. When he was on that park bench in 1965, without a single disciple, without a single penny to his name practically, he was talking about farm communities and beautiful temples and millions of books and thousands of disciples. Krishna will fulfill what Prabhupada desires. So we don't have to think about whether it's possible or whether it could be done. All we have to think about is how we're going to take the opportunity to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful project. Become supremely purified by struggling. Krishna wanted Arjuna to struggle in that battlefield before he gave him victory, but victory was assured. You know the story, how he finally had to kill Jayadratha. It appeared at every moment that it was impossible, that he was going to have to enter fire, that there was no way, there was impediments and obstacles, and he was struggling and struggling and struggling. The struggle, the pain, the determination required is all arranged by Krishna for our purification. There's only one way any project within the Hare Krishna movement can be successful. Through purity in our sadhana. Through unity in our association with other Vaishnavas. Through humility in giving all credit to Krishna. And through exceedingly hard work. Hard fun. Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. He didn't say fun now, samadhi later. So there were different times and different... Work is fun if you're remembering Krishna. Hard work. How much work was done to build this temple in Juhu? Work in the courtrooms, work on the construction site, work getting money, the work of Vrindavan, the work of Mayapur. Prabhupada worked harder than all of his disciples put together. But that fun is ecstatic because it's for Krishna. So we have such a wonderful opportunity. And my great prayer to all of you is to take this wonderful mission seriously. What better way is there of glorifying Srila Prabhupada than to unify together, to work together for the purpose of taking his own magazine, which is the backbone of his own body, and distribute it to the world. So today is not simply a festival to thank everyone for what they've done, but it's a festival to thank everyone for what they are about to do. Srila Prabhupada was never content that you have done this very good. Devotional service is a moment-to-moment ongoing activity of the soul to do more and more and more for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga. So today it is my hope and my prayer that each and every one of us who are present can feel the deep and grave commitment to this project. It is not someone else's project. It is Prabhupada's project, and that means it is all of our project. And by Srila Jayadwaita Maharaj's great, great kindness, he is letting us participate. It's come to India. The whole world should be flooded with back to Godhead through the efforts of all of us. So please, let us take it very seriously. Every day we should be meditating how to perform this wonderful service and be a part of the fulfillment of one of Prabhupada's dearest and most intimate dreams. Thank you very much. Thank you.